Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
I'm your show host, Beau Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2020 NFL Draft Stars. And it's hard to believe that a week from now, we will be waking up to the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th rounds. The 1st, 2nd, and 3rd have already been completed. But with that said, we have a fantastic guest. He hails from Virginia Tech. I believe he was a 4-year letter winner, but we'll talk to him about that, but none other than the hard-hitting Reggie Floyd. Reggie, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon, or I should say, how's this morning treating you?
Going good, man. Just enjoying my time. How you doing?
We're doing great. Excited to get you on because I cover ACC football. I cover the Pitt Panthers, so I've been able to see you come through Heinz Field when you make that route in, and it always was pleasant to see what you were able to bring to the table when the binoculars were on you. But am I correct? I mean, would you have ended up as a 4-year letter winner? You made an impact as a true freshman. Fair enough.
Yes, sir. Definitely.
Man, that's impressive. Big time program. I mean, stepping in. You made the transition look easy? But how difficult was it leaving high school and stepping onto the big ACC field in Virginia Tech and making an impact as a true freshman?
It was quite difficult just having to come in and from that speed of the game from high school to college, and also that playbook. Of course, you know, Bud Foster's defense is one of a kind. It's the closest thing to like a professional playbook. So to have to sit down and lock in and be in the film a lot, like 24/7, just having to get the small things down, from signals down to this, your visual of knowing the offense, it was a lot. But the people we had there, also the older guys I had there that were in front of me, helped me out a lot. So it just wasn't as bad as many people thought. It was a quite fair transition.
Awesome. Now, I'm curious as well. I mean, you know, knowing that you were on the program, I wanted to get some notes. And, you know, you had a prolific career at Virginia Tech in that defensive safety DB role. But I noticed that you were the in high school, your senior year, you were first team All-Conference A running back. Going through the high school process, and I guess even Virginia Tech, and being that successful at running back, were any other colleges looking to recruit you as a running back?
Yeah, actually, the only school that offered me as a defensive back was Virginia Tech. Everyone else was a running back. I had West Virginia offered me as a running back. UNC offered me as a running back. ODU offered me as a running back. So, and Townsend also for running back. So, to have those schools offer me as that, it meant a lot. But I just felt my future was brighter to be on the defensive side. So, that's why I stuck and chose Virginia Tech.
Ha, I love it. I got it. Now, on the fun side of things, everybody loves having that football in their hands and toting the rock. Did you joke around at practice with Coach Fuentes? I mean, maybe saying, hey, you know, we need some wildcat trickery. Maybe get the ball in your hands one more time?
Oh, definitely. I always do that. I've been there a couple of times just to have the ball back in my hands. I wanted to get in that end zone a couple more times to have that feeling, man.
Excellent stuff. Once again, the Virginia Tech standout, Reggie Floyd, here on the C2B as we talk about what this young man brings to the 2020 draft table under a week away before things get started in the virtual draft as coronavirus kind of shuts things down. So you're doing your thing. You're having success at Virginia Tech. I mean, I ask all the guys that come on the program, Reggie, I mean, if we threw you in that film room with these scouts, I mean, what do you think they're going to love about you? How are they going to walk away saying, hey, you know what, we got to put this kid on the 53-man roster?
Oh, man, it's just that natural instinct. Like you said, coming from the offensive side and switching to defense for my college career, it's just I have that instinct and also that vision of what an offensive player would do and what he would see. So for me to be able to be on the other side now, knowing where and what to do and where things would be coming from, and knowing also, like, I want to say, like, their cadence and things like that, it's just, it's a very big positive plus for me, just seeing and knowing what to do and what's coming up next, and be able to play fast without thinking or hesitating, man. And that's one of my main keys. I know a lot about running backs, so to be able to come down and fill holes and play in the box, but also cover, that was just my brightest and best thing about it.
Awesome. And how about this one? I mean, what goes unnoticed? You could have been a team captain, weight room warrior, a film junkie. Maybe the system that you ran with the Hokies didn't allow you to showcase other defensive skills. I mean, we're so close to this draft, and I know these guys at the next level listen in. I mean, what do they need to know that they may not see on tape that definitely helps boost your stock with 5 days remaining?
Main thing is I can cover. Coming in to check, one thing everybody was always questioning was my coverage skills. That's one thing I worked on 24/7 always, especially at check. So being able to be in the box, I know everybody knows I'm very physical, but at the same time, I can be in the backside and cover and have great range, and also just put me on matchups with any slot or tight ends and be able to handle my own.
Yeah, and I say this in the most, you're a thumper. I mean, you can pound. I mean, you know those comparisons to a Cam Chancellor just because you're so imposing and physical. Do you think because you're so good in run support and being so physical that teams just, maybe not teams, just people automatically think, oh, he can't cover, he's just a box safety?
Yeah,
because you're so successful at that.
Yeah, definitely. Just a lot of people seeing me come down to be able to feel like that view me as a linebacker, just very, very physical, and sometimes thought that would be my downfall, but. Like I said, I can do both, and also my range is, I feel, is very, very good. So I'm just ready to prove everybody what I can do, man.
Yeah, and it's so close. I mean, for you, I mean, a week away, I mean, when you look back at your Virginia Tech career, did it go by a blink of an eye? Can you believe the NFL draft so close?
Man, definitely. I talk to my boys at school still about that. I feel like I was just a freshman, man. Now I'm sitting here waiting for draft day.
I'm sure it has to be an exciting time as you kind of prepare for this thing. I'm curious, do you get comparisons to anybody that's at the next level? Or is there any players that you're trying to adapt some of their things and try to put it into your own repertoire?
Of course, there's a lot of people that compare me to all kinds of people, but my main thing, especially growing up, I really didn't listen to much of that. I like to be my own kind of player, but of course, I took little pieces from everybody, because you know you can learn from anybody that's in front of you. So a lot of people that I took from, especially at Tech, was Rail, of course, playing for the Steelers down, and also Chuck Clark, just nitpicking at them, taking their style in their game, and also putting it towards mine. And just making my own type of style. So that was those main guys that I looked up to and also took a little pieces of the game from.
I love it. Now we talked about the physicality, and I mean, you are a hard-hitting safety. Are you chatty out there? I mean, once you lay down the law onto somebody, I mean, do you get up and say anything, or you just kind of put the chin strap back on and walk away?
No, I definitely. I love talking. That's the first part of my game, is the mental part. Just getting somebody's head and letting them know that, hey, I'm here and won't be here the whole entire time. That's the best part of the game, is talking a little trash, man.
I love it, man. That's excellent stuff. Once again, Reggie Floyd, the standout from Virginia Tech, kind enough to take some time and talk some 2020 NFL draft with this fantastic prospect. I'm curious, Dream Point Sports, Chitta Malik, and all those guys. I mean, I'm sure the phone was ringing off the hook, different agencies wanting to represent you, but how did you know that these were going to be the right guys? And they're terrific guys, but for you personally, how did you know this was going to be a good fit?
Just my first conversation with them, it was just strictly down to earth. Just felt the vibe of a real connection. It's not something that was just going to BS me and just have me wasting my time going through. They actually care for me, and also the connection that we had when it was us three and then also my parents involved. They just let us know that, hey, we're here, we're a family, and no matter what goes on, we're going to have his back, and that's the main thing that we were concerned with, just making sure somebody had our backs, and they do 110%. That's why I feel they're the best ones in the game, man.
Yeah. And how much does it make it closer to reality when the phone does start ringing and people are on the other line, you know, wanting to represent you? I mean, does that really allow this to sink in, how close you are?
Yeah, it definitely did. As soon as I signed those papers to have them represent me, man, that's when it really clicked, and I was just like, wow, like, it's just getting that much closer to the time that I've been waiting for since I was a six-year-old kid, man, just watching TV on my pops, watching games and all that stuff, man. So it really hit me then when I put that pen to that paper.
Now, I got to ask, and I know sometimes guys are leery of just saying anything different because they want all 30 teams to love them, but you mentioned watching the game with your father. I mean, who was the team that you guys watched, and did you have any favorites growing up?
Definitely. You know, I'm a Virginia boy, so my main team was the Redskins, and, of course, Sean Taylor, that was my guy, man. So watching him play and just watching his highlights all the time, just seeing what he was about, his mentality, like, I'll never forget watching the Pro Bowl when he hit that punter and then he was interviewed about it. And everybody was like, oh, man, like, you didn't have to do that to the punter. Like, why'd you do that? He was like, man, I only know one speed. And he was like, whoever coming my way, they're going to get that one speed. I can't change it. And ever from there on, that's just how I carry myself, man. You can't change anything, man. You got to play one way and go one way always.
I love it. I mean, the great thing I loved about Taylor, too, is I mean, when the pile was there, I mean, if you were playing with him or against him, if you were in that zone, everybody was taking it. I mean, he was just like atomic bomb. Like, I mean, everybody was just like, listen, man, it's just I see the target. Everybody's going to get blown up. Reggie, we are almost out of time. We always like to end the show with a few off-the-wall, lighter-hearted questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
All right. Now, your head coach, Coach Puente, does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Ooh, man, we got so many characters on that team, man. I feel like E.B., Emmanuel Belmar, D.N., he could do something like that. Phil Patterson, he is receiver for them. He's one of the great, great impersonators on that team right there. But I think the number one award will go to Tim Settle. He can imitate anybody, man. That dude's a clown.
Excellent. How about this one? Does Reggie Floyd have any game day superstition?
Nah, man, not really. Like, only thing is, before every game, I read my scripture and say my same prayer every time, man. That's my main thing I have to do. And I want to really call that superstition. That's just how I was born and raised, man. Just make sure I'm safe and protected out there.
What's your signature scripture?
Psalms 191, man.
Mine's Psalms 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. So we're both in the Psalms realm, so that's a good thing, Reggie.
Yes, sir.
The final one. You're under a week away from this 2020 NFL draft. I'm sure next week you're going to be with family and friends as you celebrate this next journey. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
Shoot, even though my mom cooked all the time, but when my dad get in that kitchen, he throw down. It had to be his ribs, man. I just had the ribs last night, but I need them again, man.
Well, Dad, listen, Dad is now on call next weekend. Next week, I should say, to get those ribs ready for as you celebrate his son's journey. Hey, Reggie, man, I ain't gonna lie, man, I'm gonna miss seeing you, man. You're a physical dude. You make football fun for everybody who kind of grew up a little bit older and seeing the physicality. I'm glad you bring that still to the game. And like I said, best wishes. Stay humble. Stay hungry. Be blessed. And we can't wait to see you do your thing in the National Football League.
Appreciate you, man. You have a blessed day, too.
Thank you. Once again, that is Reggie Floyd, the standout from Virginia Tech, joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.